Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 30th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 Volunteer, Alan Ward, reporting. Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich today posted a letter to the membership expressing how critical it is to make our voices clear to our congressional representatives for their support and advocacy on a fair way to reduce the deficit, not on the backs of the middle class and working families. In 1975, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, claimed exclusive jurisdiction over workplace safety and health, including the cabin of aircraft where we work. This prevented the Occupational Safety Health Administration, OSHA, from protecting flight attendants while working on board the aircraft. OSHA is the agency that is responsible for regulating the safety and health of most United States workers. After tireless advocacy and with the support of President Obama, the FAA policy announcement today is an incredible milestone and advancement for flight attendants throughout the airline industry. We commend OSHA for their collaborative approach to reach a policy that will correct a nearly four-decade-old exclusion of OSHA in our cabins. Phase 2 secondary vacation bids have been posted and are available for viewing via Unimatic in flight attendants' individual VAC bid screens. Phase 3 tertiary vacation bidding will open tomorrow, December 1, 2012, and close December 7, 2012 at 0830 local domicile time. Phase 3 bids will be posted no later than December 11, 2012 at 0830 local domicile time. You can read more about vacation bidding on our website. Our 2012 through 2016 contract provides us with a new option to participate in a Roth 401k supplemental contribution plan. The Roth 401k options allows you to contribute to your 401k plan account on an after-tax basis and provides for future tax-free withdrawals of your contributions and any associated investment earning as long as certain withdrawal requirements are met. Fidelity Investments have provided several online resources available on their website. These resources include a video introducing the Roth 401k plan, an online Roth calculator to help you determine how Roth 401k contributions may affect your take-home pay, and answers to many of your questions. A link is provided on the Useful Websites list on our website. Beginning on November 30th, 2012, you will be able to elect to participate in the Roth 401k option by visiting the link provided on our Useful Websites to Fidelity, or you may also update or change your plan by calling Fidelity directly at 800-245-9034. In United's November 14th, 2012 In-Flight Services Weekly, management announced an updated SUA Flight Attendant Information Manual, the FAIM, will soon be available. In United's November 28, 2012 In-Flight Services Weekly, management announced that they have initiated the distribution of the new FAIM through your domicile, and you should pick it up as soon as possible, but no later than December 31, 2012. United is also in the process of distributing a new subsidiary Continental Policies and Procedures Manual to Continental flight attendants at the same time. Because the two books look similar, there has been confusion involving at least one domicile where the wrong manuals were distributed. In Narita, a number of United flight attendants were inadvertently given the SCO manual by mistake. All flight attendants should verify the receipt of the proper SUA FAIM and return any SCO manuals that have been distributed inadvertently to United flight attendants. Once you have obtained your new SUA FAIM, you should discard your old FAIM and FAIM supplement in the domicile to avoid having to destroy them if thrown away outside the domicile location. Questions or feedback on the FAIM should be directed to inflightprocedures@united.com. If you have any questions about problems with obtaining the new FAIM or your responsibility for picking it up, you should contact your United supervisor. We have confirmed with United the dates for the 2012 Attendance Point Credit Program. The implementation of this program a few years ago affords us with clear-cut rules for attendance and provides uniformity and objectivity. Fostering a more positive approach in this program is the ability to generate a one-point credit for attendance during the holiday period. Let us be clear, there is no expectation that anyone who is sick should come to work when they are sick. A no-absence period over the holidays will generate a one-point credit to be banked under the following circumstances. If you work a flight attendant segment and or stand reserve during December 15, 2012 through January 6, 2013, local domicile time, and if you generate zero attendance points, as defined in Section 2 of the 2008 Discipline and Dispute Resolution Side Letter, during this same December 15, 2012 through January 6, 2013 period. The 1 point credit will offset the first point generating occurrence after January 6, 2013. There is no expiration date for the 1 point credit, and should the segment worked during this period experience a delay beyond January 6, 2013, it will still qualify for the credit. At the conclusion of the holiday period, documentation of the 1 point credit for attendance during the holiday period will be by an entry into your work history, which is your FDWH. Flight attendants on reserve for the month of December have an opportunity to preference where they would like to lay over for the Christmas holiday. Section 10C13C of our contract provides that at Christmas, a reserve flight attendant can indicate their preference for layover cities for 3 days preceding and 2 days following the holiday. When submitting your request, you will be asked for your reserve line of flying number, as well as your reserve status, which is call-in or ready reserve. Requests may be submitted for up to 4 locations. You may submit your holiday layover request through the link provided on our AFA website beginning December 1st, 2012. Any request submitted prior to December 1st, 2012 has been deleted. We encourage you to put an initial request on file early and modify your request if your circumstances change later in the month to take full advantage of the flexibility of our programming. The last request on file will be the request that will be considered at the time of assignment. The submission page will detail the dates you request and must be finalized to be considered. For a full list of deadline dates for the holiday period, as well as more detailed information, please visit www.unitedafa.org/wishlist. Crew scheduling will make every attempt to accommodate the reserve Christmas wish layover request to the best of their ability. With the beginning of the new 2013 Continuing Qualification CQ training year, which begins on December 6, 2012, we would like to remind everyone that you may begin your computer-based training, your CBT, on the first day of your early month, your MAGO month. All CBTs should be completed 48 hours prior to attending your CQ training class. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.